Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Texas blues there from that little band from Texas, ZZ Top. That's Billy on the guitar there, and Dusty on bass, and Frank on the drums. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. We're talking about leadership. Rick is a co-author of Flexible Leadership. Also, in his new book is called Closing the Execution Gap. And Rick, both of those books are available wherever books are sold. Can they find out more about them on your own website?
Yeah, they can. It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right.
It's on Amazon. The books are on Amazon as well.
So the website is onpointconsultingllc.com?
That's right.
Okay, so check that out. And as he says, on Amazon, we're talking about leadership. We've been differentiating between inspirational leadership and motivational leadership. We talked about those two differences, which you need both of those, folks. You need to be motivating and inspiring, but the motivation is more transactional. The inspirational is more relationship. We talked about the creating a sense of purpose, appealing to values. The last element of inspirational leadership, Rick, that you say is called storytelling. And I'm glad that you're using this because, Rick, small business owners have got to, in order to be competitive in the 21st century, back to the values thing, they've got to learn how to not just sell stuff. They have to learn how to tell stories, don't they?
Yeah, no, exactly right.
Not just to employees, but to customers.
Yeah, it's when you're working with customers or with your employees, the whole idea is to be able to make the connection. And stories are really a great way to make that connection. You know, when you observe some of the best leaders, you know, whether they're politicians or whether they're heads of companies, you really see in the way in which they engage people is to tell stories. They're sharing personal experiences that connect to the context of the company or the situation, the challenges, whatever the objective is, to help deliver or translate the value into something concrete. And I think that's what the stories tend to do.
In 2008, December 2008, Rick, when we didn't know, you know, what was gonna happen to us right after the collapse in the fall of 2008,
right?
I could tell that my employees were feeling like a lot of folks. They were getting anxious, and they were probably wondering if they were going to have a job or not.
Yeah, right.
And so I was having those same conversations with our customers too. By the way,
right?
I set them down and I started telling them the stories of my experience with the recession of 69, 73, 74, 81, 83, 90, 91, 2000, 2001, 2003. I started telling them the stories of my experience in those recessions.
Right.
And
exactly.
I said, I don't know what's going to happen. All I can tell you is I made it through those others, and if that's worth anything, then, you know, just you can settle down a little bit. And I think it made a difference, just telling them those stories.
Yeah, it's a very good way to communicate sort of key learning, key lessons, key leadership lessons, in a way that just laying out the facts or the rational discussion doesn't necessarily get to people that way. It doesn't make the connection. It doesn't touch people the way a more personal story that illustrates either their concern or their challenge or the opportunity.
And I'd like to stick something else in here, Rick. I'm really becoming a student of the difference between your generation and my generation and the very younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting dynamic there. And so I'd like to say to people in our generation, Rick, even if the people you're speaking to, you're telling your story to, even if they're acting like 13-year-olds and they act like they don't really want to hear your old fogey story, tell them anyway. And to the young people, I'd like to say, even though you think your boss is an old fogey and he doesn't have anything to say, listen anyway. You're going to learn something. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's the way you tell the story too. If you tell the story as, you know, this is the way, I used to walk through the snow to get to school, and
uphill both ways.
Yeah, right. And today you kids are all soft and don't know what you're doing. That story might not go across very well.
So tell the story, folks, but you got to learn how to tell it the right way. And I'm still working on that myself because it was uphill both ways, coming and going in 2 feet of snow every day.
Hey, that's right. Exactly.
Hey, Rick,
right.
OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rick, for being here. Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great inspirational explanation of inspirational leadership. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. And as I sign off today, let's have a good 2013 together. Let's find a way to make it a good year. Let's do it together. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.